Fibber McGee and Molly. Fibber McGee and Molly, with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show opens with My Mind's on You. If you were listening last week, you'll know that our friends got themselves into a spot where everybody in town thought they were broke. Even if you weren't listening, that's what happened. And so in order to correct that impression, a lovely buffet supper will be held tonight for a number of lovely people at 79 Wistful Vista, the lovely home of that lovely couple, Fibber McGee and Molly.
McGee, look at that buffet lunch I fixed up. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, boy, I'll say it is. It's lovely. Looks good enough to eat.
It is to eat.
Huh? Oh, yes, of course. Hey, where'd you ever get those grapefruit? I never saw any like that there before.
Like what?
With them little weenies growing out of them.
What?
What'll them horticulturists think of next?
Those are cocktail sausages, and I stuck them in there with toothpicks.
Oh.
Does everything look all right?
Oh, wonderful. As the wife says when she aimed to kick at her husband under the bridge table, this is going to be some shindig.
Say, we'll show everybody in town that the McGee's aren't broke or in need of anything.
You betcha.
Did you tell Mr. Gildersleeve to bring over a dozen folding chairs?
Yes, and Mrs. Uppington is going to borrow us the loan of her big punch bowl.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I've asked Mr. Wilcox to bring some of his phonograph records.
Yeah. What phonograph? What's the matter with the ones we got?
Did you ever try to rumba to Cohen on the telephone? And another thing, how about extra playing cards?
Horatio K. Boomer's bringing them.
Well, I guess we're all set then.
Yes, sir. And this will show our friends that the McGee's don't need help from anybody.
That's right.
Why, when this party is over, we...
Oh, here they come, McGee. Who is it?
Wilcox and Billy Mills. Come in, fellas.
Well, hello.
Hello, boys. Glad you could come. Make yourselves right at home. You're the first one.
Anything I can do to help, folks?
No, Arlo, we got wax on everything but the stuffed celery. So just unlax. Well, what do you say, Billy?
Which way are the pretzels?
Why, the way all pretzels are, kind of twisted up like this. Show him to the pretzels, Mr. Wilcox.
Sure. And look, Bill, don't eat too many pretzels. They make you thirsty.
Superfluous, aren't they? Take him away, Harlow. Take him away. We got to get busy.
Hello, Mr. DePopulos. Come right in.
Thank you, Cupie. And if there is being anything I can do to be of assistance, maybe I could play the piano for people.
I didn't know you could play the piano, Nick.
Me either, Fizzer. Oh. But I'm willing to try.
Mm-hmm.
For scrimp's sakes, my little boy Demetrios is only 6 years old, and he's playing the piano, and if a kid's that age who isn't dry behind my ears can do it, who am I?
Go right ahead and try your luck, Mr. DePopulos. Oh, say, McGee, I forgot something.
You did?
Yes, I was going to order a corsage for myself, and I forgot all about it.
Ah, go on. You don't need a corsage. You got as good a figure as any woman in town. And what's more...
Greetings. What a lovely night for a party.
Come in, Abigail, and what have you got there?
Oh, this is the goldfish bowl you wanted, my dear.
Goldfish bowl? Now, look, McGee, did you...
Hey, I didn't ask her for any goldfish bowl. I just told her butler over the phone that we wanted that big bowl of uppies.
Oh, he thought that you said that big bowl of guppies.
Oh, sure.
Well, we'll put the guppies in the bathtub, and I'll wash out the bowl for the punch. It's all we have to mix it in except the umbrella stand.
Ooh, and that would never do, would it, my dear? Somebody might put a stick in it.
You may be a social butterfly to everybody else, Uppy, but to me, you're just a miller. And I do mean Joe.
Well, you go right in and make yourself at home, Abigail.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Oh, there's Billy Mills, the dear, dear boy. Oh, William, you.
The canvas is on. How did a dim bulb like her ever get to be a social light?
Now, listen, McGee, she's all right.
Hey,
she's just...
did you ever find anybody to turn the ice cream freezer?
Sure I did, dearie. Come on out in the kitchen and see.
Oh,
Johnny, behind order. Hello, Johnny. My plate slipped there a second. Hope you ain't ready for this ice cream. Takes time, you know.
How you coming with it, old-timer?
Time is slow, Johnny. But I'd go faster if I felt better.
Oh, don't you feel well?
Can't you tell? Got the chills and fever, daughter.
Oh.
From the waist up, I'm hot in a dime store frying pan. From my galluses down, I'm colder than a hound dog's nose. Oh.
Well, no wonder you're sitting on that extra cake of ice.
Hey, oh, yes. For a while there, I thought I was coming down with the old pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Not to me, Johnny. Had it twice before. Well, I better get on with my freezing, kid.
Say, are you sure you know when it's done, Mr. Oldtimer?
Yep, sure do, daughter. I start out turning the freezer like all get out, looking forward to getting a taste of it when it's finished. Then, as I keep a turning, I get a tighter and a tighter till I don't give a whoop or a holler if I ever taste ice cream again. When I feel like that, Johnny, it's done.
And sees this other train coming at him, he says to the fireman, did you ever have one of them days when everything seemed to go wrong?
Say, McGee, may I speak to you a minute?
Sure, excuse me a minute, folks. Sure. What's the matter, Molly? The party's going swell.
Well, I believe it is at that, dearie, but say, where's Mr. Gildersleeve?
Search me. Maybe he had to stay late at the office. I'll give him a ring and see.
Well, here's the phone. Thanks.
Hello, operator. Give me Wistful Vista 67. Oh, is that you, Mert?
Oh.
How's every little thing, Mert? His, eh? What's say, Mert? Your kid brother? Oh, dear. Broken back, eh?
Oh, heavenly days. How terrible.
Oh, it ain't so bad. Her brother started the hitchhike to California with only $3. Got as far as Peoria, and now he's broke. And back.
Oh. Say, Mert?
Oh. Oh, okay. I'll call later.
Say, and another thing, McGee.
Huh?
Who invited the doctor to our party?
I did.
Why?
Well, just in case. We've had these buffet parties before with the same crowd, and there's one guy who always overeats.
Who?
Me.
Well, now, if the doctor...
Hey, folks, may I use your phone for a long-distance call? I want to talk to my wife. She's visiting friends in Phoenix.
Oh, sure. Go right ahead, Mr. Wilcox. Mm-hmm. Though it may take you a long time to get an answer.
Why, Molly?
Well, they're 2 or 3 hours later out there than we are.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll try it anyway. Hand me the phone, Fibber. Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me longest... Oh, is that you, Mert?
Oh.
How's every little thing, Mert? Tis, eh? Well, give me a long distance anyway, will you, Mert? Thanks.
He knows Mert too, dearie.
Not as well as me. I do gags with her.
Hello, long distance. Give me Phoenix, 1907865. Mrs. Harlow Wilcox. No, Wilcox. W as in wax. I as in indispensable. L as in lovely. C as in cleanliness. O as in housewife.
Oh.
And X as in exquisite. That's it, Wilcox.
Come on, Molly. We shouldn't ought to be listening in on his private calls.
Be quiet. I can't hear.
Hello? Hello? Hello, is that you, Angel Puss? This is Tuffy Wuffy.
Oh.
Oh, now I am glad that doctor's here. I think I'm going to be sick.
Hush.
No, sweetheart, I'm at a party at the McGee's. The McGee's, you remember. Fibber McGee and Molly. What? No, I don't want to describe them. They're standing right here with me. Yes, everything's fine, sweetie pie. I've waxed all the furniture and woodwork all through the house, and it looks beautiful. What? Oh, that's fine. Been doing any horseback riding out there? You have? Well, sit down and write me a letter and tell me all about it. What? Oh, well, stand up and write me a letter then. And don't worry about the house. Okay, cutie, be a good girl. Goodbye.
How did you ever take enough time off from business to propose to that gal, Harlow?
Oh, I didn't take any time off. I was down on my knees anyway, looking at the floors. Well, much obliged, folks.
Say, come on, McGee. We better join the party, too.
Well, how's everybody getting along?
How about you, Doctor? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, indeed, Mr. McGee. Having a splendid time. Mrs. Uppington has been telling me all about her operation.
Oh.
Say, speaking of operations, Doc, what do you do for moles?
Set a trap for them, old man. They'll simply ruin your lawn.
Say, I ran into an unusual medical case the other day, Doc. I saw a newborn baby with a neck 3 feet long.
Oh,
good heavens. Wasn't the mother simply horrified?
No, she was a giraffe, too.
Reminds me of a friend I went to see yesterday in the hospital. Very sad case of lead poisoning.
Oh, what caused it, Mr. Boomer?
5 aces.
Well, come on, folks. How about a game of Kick the Wicket?
Well, you have to excuse us a minute, folks. There's somebody at the door. Come on, dearie.
Oh, McGee!
I'm coming.
Here, get a few of these chairs out from under my chins, will you, McGee? I guess I tried to carry too many at one time.
The trouble with you is, Gildy, you don't keep yourself in good physical condition.
Come on, McGee, take some of these chairs.
Say, you know, I think Mr. Gildersleeve is in very good condition, McGee.
Yeah.
You see how red his face is?
Mm-hmm.
He must have wonderful circulation.
Oh, please, folks, I can't hold these chairs much longer.
What you need, Gildy, is more exercise.
Yes.
Say, maybe he smokes too much.
Yeah.
That makes a person very short-waisted.
Yeah.
You mean short-winded, Molly. Now, look here, Gildersleeve. If I was you, I'd start taking cold showers every morning, followed by a...
Oh, McGee, please take these chairs. My arms are killing me.
That's exactly what I mean. You ain't got any reserve. Your energy is all...
You better take those chairs. Better take the chairs, McGee, before he faints.
Huh? Oh, the chairs. Oh, shucks, why didn't he say something about them? Just rack them against the wall or anywhere, Gildy.
He said rack him, not wreck him, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, I couldn't help it, Mrs. McGee. My strength was ebbing away.
Of course your strength was elbowing away, Gildy. You ain't got any endurance.
Oh, I haven't, eh? McGee, I've stood about as much of this as I can stand.
See? No endurance.
Is that so? Why, you little mollycoddle?
Who's a mollycoddle?
I am.
He is not.
You are, too.
Am I?
Now, look, boys, if you two want to fight, go out behind the garage and fight.
Why, Molly, what are you trying to do? Stir up trouble between I and my pal, Gildersleeve?
My pal, Gildersleeve, and me, McGee.
Oh, you got a pal named Gildersleeve, too? That's a coincidence, ain't it?
Any relation?
It's the first cousin of... No! I meant myself.
Can't you talk about anything but yourself?
No.
The trouble with you is you don't mix with people enough, Gildy.
No, come on in and join the party, Mr. Gildersleeve. You'll find the rest of the people in the other room.
All right. I hope there's dancing.
Oh. You like to dance, Mr. Gildersleeve?
I love it. When I was in college, I had a big picture of Irene Castle on my dresser.
Oh, did you ever dance with her, Gildy?
Well, I tried it once, but the corner of the frame kept tearing my coat pocket. Now, where is this party?
Gee, I wonder if the ice cream is done yet.
Let's go out in the kitchen and see.
Hello there, kids. How's the party coming along?
Just fine, Mr. Oldtimer. Better get that ice cream gun and join us.
It's kind of slow work, daughter. Still kind of soupy.
I see by your chin that you take a taste of it now and then.
Yes, I do, Johnny.
Well, it's plain ice cream, and he's the taste pilot, McGee.
That's pretty mediocre, daughter. That ain't the way I heard it. The way I heard it, one feller says to t'other feller, says, I see where these college kids are taking off their shoes at dances. That's the way with them kids, says t'other feller, who was a keen observer of current events. Either too much sock in their dancing or too much dancing in their socks. Well, run along now, you two. I've got to get back to the old grind.
McGee, won't you do a rumba with me? Or do you know how to rumba?
What do you mean, do I know how to rumba, Uppy? Why, when I was a dancer down in the Argentine, I was a household word.
Yeah, and it's a good thing it was in Spanish.
Why, Uppy, all them Latin dances are a cinch for me. Every place I went in South America and Cuba, I came, I saw, and I congered.
Oh.
And of all the professionals took a back seat when I did the rumba, Rumba Seat McGee, I was known as then.
Oh, my.
Fill this up again, Wilcox. I'll need my strength for this.
Rumba Seat McGee, raising the roof and ringing the rafters from Rio to Rosario as the red-hot, razzle-dazzle, ring-tailed roar of the rhythm Romeos, running riot at restaurants, rodeos, ranchos, and royal receptions with a repertoire of rippling, rollicking routines, risking the raspberries, razors, and ridicule of the riffraff by revising the rules of ragtime rug-cutting in the romantic republics, and receiving waves, rhapsodies, and riches from the real rulers of the roost, who rig me in ruffles and ribbles to dance the Cuban reel, but here's the king's men singing, Ezekiel saw the wheel.
Ezekiel saw the wheel and a wheel and a wheel and a wheel and a wheel in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Oh, Ezekiel saw the wheel way in the middle of the air. Then a wheel run by faith, and a big wheel run by the grace of God. There's a wheel, and a wheel, and a wheel, and a wheel, way in the middle of the air. Some go to church for to sing and shout, way in the middle of the air. Before 6 months, days all turned out, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Oh, Ezekiel saw the wheel, way in the middle of the air. The little wheel run by faith, and the big wheel run by the grace of God. There's a wheel, and a wheel, and a wheel, and a wheel. Way in the middle of the air. Let me tell you what a hypocrite will do. Way in the middle of the air. You talk about me and you talk about you. Way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw that wheel. Way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw that wheel. Way in the middle of the air. The little wheel run by faith and the big wheel run by the grace of God. My children, one of these days I'll fight my home clock. Way up in the middle of the air. This whole
Ezekiel saw that wheel rocking away up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel rocking away in the middle of the air.
Ezekiel saw the wheel
way up in the middle of the air.
Oh, Ezekiel saw that wheel
way in the middle of the air.
The little wheel run by the faith
and the big wheel run by the grace of God. The wheel, the wheel, the wheel, the wheel, the wheel way in the middle of the
enough to eat? Oh, my, yes, Mrs. McGee, and what a delightful buffet. The food is simply delicious, and oh, my dear, you certainly know your ham.
Well, I ought to. I've been married to him for 20 years.
Okay, let it go. Now, look, folks, the old timer will have the ice cream done in just a few minutes.
In the meantime, let's ask Mr. Boomer to show us some card tricks.
Oh, well, Mr. Boomer has already shown me some card tricks. Wonderful illusion, too. I thought we were playing blackjack.
Oh, do show us some sleight of hand, Horatio.
Certainly, my dear, certainly. I'll start with my celebrated feat of making a $20 bill disappear. It will then be found embedded in the heart of an ordinary lemon with the skin unbroken.
Oh, can you really do that?
Oh, it's nothing. Now, wait a minute. Let me see. Where did I put that $20 bill? $20 bill, $20 bill. Here's a $40 set of false whiskers. And that ain't hay. It's a postcard from an old college chum. Tried to get him to go to a bachelor's dinner with me last night, and he pulled a wife on me. Yes, yes. Here's a necktie from a lady friend, knitted for me to match my eyes.
Wow.
Ever see a bloodshot necktie before? A check for a short beer. Well, well, imagine that. No $20 bill. Will someone in the group lend me a $20 bill? Now then, my next track will be...
Dad, rat, that Gildersleeve always hammering at our door when he knows there's...
That isn't me, McGee. I'm here.
Oh, yes, excuse me.
See who it is, dearie.
Okay.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, little girl. Hey, what you doing running around at this time of the night in your nightie and slippers?
I'm looking for my little dog, Margaret. Oh. Have you seen him, mister? Have you, please?
No, I haven't, sis. Say, you better come in before you catch cold.
Does your mother know you're out in that flimsy outfit, little girl?
No, she doesn't, I betcha. I snuck out when she wasn't looking.
Why, for scream's sakes, while little Cupie is here, why don't somebody give her a piece of cake? How can she look for a doggy with an empty stomach?
Well, my doggie hasn't got an empty stomach, I betcha. I pay him right after supper.
Okay. Well, now, look, sis, as long as you're here, you might contribute to the entertainment, such as it is. Why don't you entertain us with something?
Sure. Oh, dear. Okay. I'll recite a poem.
Oh, fine.
The name of it is I Love Animals, I betcha.
Oh, well, fine. Go ahead, sis.
Poem. I love dogs and cats and mooses, and elks and chickens and ducks and mooses. I love camels and horses and donkeys, and lions and tigers and cows and donkeys, and sheep and goats and bears and zebras, and mice and whales and lambs and...
Cuba Libras.
Thanks, Mr. Mills. I love antelopes and weasels, but I guess I better go home now because I got the measles.
What'd you say, sis? You got the what?
The measles.
Just a minute, little girl. Come here a minute.
Oh, I think she's just fooling, doctor.
Oh, no, she isn't.
No, I'm not.
This child has got the measles.
What?
I can't let her go home again.
Huh?
Now, put her to bed, will you, Mrs. McGee?
No. I've been a fool. Let me out. Hey, for scream's sake, I haven't been back in Nashville since I was a little kid.
Oh, no, really, I didn't we should all go home before...
I'm sorry, none of you can go. Oh. We'll all have to remain here until the health department of Wistful Vista permits us to leave.
But listen, Doctor, you mean we're quarantined?
That's exactly what I mean.
How can we be...
Hey, kids, great news.
What you mean, old-timer?
The ice cream's done.
Bibber and Molly will be back in just a moment.
Boy, is this a mess. All this gang quarantined in our house for goodness knows how long. I hope. Where are they going to sleep, all of them?
Well, I'll just have to arrange some sort of...
I'll get it. Hello? Yeah. Who? Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah. The party will be going on for quite a while yet. Yeah, and Molly's kind of annoyed that you weren't around. Yeah. Boy, are you going to catch it when you get here.
Who's going to catch what, McGee?
Uncle Dennis, and you know what. Good night.
Good night, all.